Feels good, Oisin. Feels real good. You know, a lot of work went into this here, and it's nice rewarded. It feels justified. You know, there's a wee tinge of maybe we left one or two of these behind, but as Michael said, we're back now, so it's building from here now. That's what it's all about. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. So,
Oisin, the game today, you've had to settle into it, but once those goals came, there seemed to be only going to be one winner today.
I think you're right, Oisin. It did take us a wee while. We probably weren't as efficient in attack as we had been in the other games. But the heat here is incredible now, in fairness. We haven't seen that this year. But once we got our decision-making right up top, once we started clipping on a few scores, and as you said, once the goals went in, then it looked very, very comfortable for us thereafter. And it was really just a matter of seeing the game out. We weren't really hurting us, so they weren't. But no, it was a solid, well-managed display by the boys, and I'm very pleased with that.
We've seen here that you all support you 2004 and Liverpool as well. This is what they crave, just like the players. They want days like this.
Yeah, I mean, as Donegal people, this is all we ever want. You know, these boys are great ambassadors for our county and get a great, you know, the display they put on all season and all year for these fans. They've been brilliant, but an acknowledgement of them too. They've been superb for us and they've stuck by us thick and thin, and it's great acknowledgement, great reward for everybody. And look, it's about enjoying it now, and they should all enjoy it safely, hopefully tonight. Everybody enjoys it and celebrates it together. This is what it's all about.
How big a statement is this from Donegal? Because at the start of the year, nobody was really giving Donegal much chance of going anywhere near a Super 8. Now you're going to the Super 8 as provincial champions.
Yeah, we are. We take that responsibility as Ulster champions as well into the Super 8. So it's really about development now and see where we can go and what the journey will take us. So that's exciting. That's something to look forward to. And there'll be a pep in these boys' step when we get them together again now. So we look forward to that challenge, and we'll take whatever comes our way now. We'll just go at it as best we can.
You said it's only the start of it. How far can you go?
Well, I mean, the start, I mean, like, for a lot of these young lads now, you know, everybody tells us we're young, but I said mentioned experience, and now they're Ulster champions, every one of them. And that's a serious percentage leap straight away in terms of confidence and belief in what they're up to. And it's really something that we can just build on. And where it goes, nobody knows for sure, but the challenge will be to take it further and further anyway.
Well, up and enjoy this tonight. Many congratulations, Paul. You deserve it. Good stuff.
Thank you very much, Josh, and cheers. Thank you.
That's Paul McGonigal joining me here down below the steps. At Clonus, where of course the celebrations are continuing. I'm going to make my way over into the middle of the huddle of the Donegal players and try and get a word with one or two of them as the celebrations continue. We've got Sean Patton, who's along with his father, Peter Patton. They're getting the photographs taken. They've got the Anglo-Celt Cup. It's been a huge year for Sean, we're live here in Highland Sunday Sport on the programme back home in Littleton. The North West is listening. What a year it's been for you.
Ah, fantastic. What a way to top it off. I may not have had the best of games, but believe you me, it's the best feeling I've ever had in my life. But the biggest experience I've ever had in my life as well. I'm absolutely delighted.
A special group of players.
Every single one of them's done their best. Every single one of them with a big squad of players. And every single person we've hired for 6 months. And this is what it's for, days like this here, and I really, really enjoyed it.
And we've got half a drum more here. Drum roll, sorry. All the drummers here celebrating with you. Listen, well done. Enjoy the night tonight. We just have to go to the Super 8 show.
Oh, I can't wait, and that's exactly where we want to be, and I'm looking forward to it so much. Thanks very much, guys.
You know, we're absolutely delighted. So, you know, as I said there before, that's what we set out for at the start of the year, Oisin. We set out to get back up them steps, and also, you know, and we there was a lot of disappointments along the way, don't get me wrong. We got relegated from Division 1. We had a few setbacks, but we stuck at it, and everyone stuck to the plan, and everyone stuck to keep trying and trying, and thankfully we got our awards today.
Listen, you've had to manage that game today, but really once your second goal was done, there was only going to be one winner, we felt.
Well, that's what it's playing the match, Oisin. You know, you don't think they get it. You just think the next play, and that's what we've done. We got into half-time, we were a group, we were delighted to be going in at half-time, winning, so we were, but we went in, we regrouped at half-time. We said we wanted to win the second half, we did, and thank you, we went out there. You know, you can't take any team, you can't ever say you've won the match, you have to keep going to the final or something.
There's now one and all for the title playing alongside your brother, Mark.
Yeah, delighted, you know, that's what it's all about, you know. Everybody's like family in this team, you know, we're all very close, you know, but it's great, you know, it gives that wee bit extra boost and special, you know, the fact playing along with your brother, and I give him a nice wee handy point at the end as well.
He probably should have shot at himself, but he just laid it off, maybe he was giving me a wee score, he had enough in the first half, but no, it's a superb day, Hudson, you know, there's so much difference between winning and losing, and like, we've been in enough losing dressing, so thankfully today we're in a 1-1, but, you know, as I said, we'll probably enjoy tonight, and We bigger plans for this team. This is a good young team, moving fast, working well as a team, and all in the one wavelength. So we'll enjoy tonight, and it's great for the supporters here to get one back to Donegal. But we'll knuckle down again then.
Listen, you were with the panel, then you moved away, and then came back in again. Did you think you were going to get your hands on that again, did you?
Well, since I came back, I've lost two now, and we probably should have won one of them. It was unfortunate the way they worked out, but you have to put yourself in position to be there every year, and thankfully, you know, by last year, thanks to the commanders on the Donegal panel, I've been in an Ulster final every year, so it's good to get a hand on again and have another medal, actually, yeah.
Well done, many congratulations.
Thank you.
Mark.
Cheers, sir.
There you go, Mark McKay. We'll talk to Caelan Ward as well. Caelan, we're live in Sunday Sport here on Highland. You're now an Ulster champion. What's the feeling like just minutes after lifting that cup?
Unbelievable. You can't even explain it. You know, 3 years I've been waiting to get back here, and for us to come together today, it's phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah. Alison, you came in as the second half sub. You've now played 16 games on the bounce this year. You've put in a huge effort since the turn of the year, and now you're getting the fruits and the rewards for it.
Yeah, you know, when I haven't thought about it that way. I've just been lucky that I've been getting games week on week. So regardless if I was starting or wasn't, I was going to do my best whenever I was called upon. But as you said, you know, it's about the team. It's not about any individuals, and that's something within Donegal that we have at the minute. We have a very strong panel of players there, you know, our age of younger to older. Everybody's pushing in the one direction, and it's just what can happen.
Racking up big scores as well, coming into this game, like Donegal are a potent force.
Yeah, you know, something maybe that we haven't had in the past was a different array of shooters. So to add that to our team now, you know, players are comfortable when they're in that position, and players responsibility, and that adds that into work the team. And you know, we've Owen Van Gallagher, Paul Brennan coming up from back, getting to Honey McGrath, think I won two, you know, so it's all headed in the right direction.
And as you're going to the Super 8 now as Ulster champions, that's a big shot in the arm to go into this new competition. But as provincial winners, the rest of the sides will be looking up.
Yeah, you know, start of the year, not many people give us a chance, so we had to prove a lot of doubters wrong. And to get there in the Super 8, it's fantastic. You know, we're going to take these three games as they come, and we're going to enjoy it because we're getting to play another three big quality championship matches. And as I said, I'm excited to see what can happen. You know, we're on the way up, and it's going to take something hard to stop us.
Owen, you got just another goal in the point today. A fantastic performance by Donegal. Listen, you're an Ulster champion.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. You know, this is what we aim for at the start of the year, and it's great to finally get over the line and get up and lift the cup. Yeah.
What's it like scoring a goal in Ulster final day? We talked to Colm McFadden in our preview. He knows all about it, and he says it's a special thing to do. What was going through your head when that one nestled in the back of the net?
I guess, to be honest, not like making it on the end of a goal scoring opportunity, but you know, it's great to get it for the team, you know.
This is a special group of players, so nobody was really giving them a chance at the start of the year. Super 8s weren't even considered, but now you're going there with a trophy behind you, and you'll have a pep in your step and a bit of confidence going into the next tie, which looks like it's going to be at Croke Park.
Yeah, I think it's in Croke Park against the Dubs, you know, and it's great to go there after being Ulster champions, you know, and we look forward to it now. And it's a massive game, and it's where you want to be, you know, playing the Dubs in Croke Park. And, you know, you're well on down the track if you're playing them, so it's really positive.